Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Peter, the first chapter. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have something more sure, the prophetic word, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow we hear the gospel account, but today we hear St. Peter's own remembering of the Transfiguration. How could he forget the experience of being an eyewitness to the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ? How could he forget the voice coming out of the majestic glory? The voice that silenced his own babbling mouth and dropped him to his knees. And how could he stand to have anyone brush it all off as just a myth or a waste of time? "We were there," Peter says. "We ourselves heard the Father declare, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" Peter's left something out, hasn't he? Wasn't there another phrase tacked onto the end of that word? A rather embarrassing phrase for Peter. Unlike at Jesus' baptism where John consented, well, the Father had to come in and interrupt Peter. "Enough talking. Listen up, Peter. This is my Son. Listen to him." But Peter hasn't left that out at all. Oh, I'm sure a fisherman like him could have devised a clever cover story for his own embarrassment. But that is not Peter anymore. Now he is Christ's apostle. He is to always tell everyone of the vision. He is out to make known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, his Lord Jesus Christ, so that he may become and remain yours and mine as well. So in this epistle, Peter does not quote the Father, "Listen to him." No, instead, he preaches it. You, dear hearer, listen to him. And how? By listening to what the great apostle Peter says is even more sure and certain than the sort of direct encounter with the divine majesty of God that he himself had had. Listen to what that transfiguration of Christ was in fact confirming. Listen, he says, to the prophetic word. Listen to the holy scriptures. You do well to pay attention to them, like to a lamp that is shining into the darkness. Whenever we hear the Holy Scriptures, whenever you hear them in this place each day, we are not taking here a leisurely break to lend some of our thoughts, our light, to maybe beautiful but probably obscure ancient texts. Oh no. Whenever we hear the scriptures read, whenever they are sung, whenever they are preached, You are being exposed to the true light. These scriptures are enlightening you. They are clarifying all of us. Because in listening to the prophetic and the apostolic scriptures, you are listening to none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. Be certain that at many times it may be an awkward experience. It certainly was awkward for Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration. But to what end? God's correction is like light that shines into our dark places. But to what end? That His eternal day may be given to us. That the Father's greatest treasure, His own Son, may be ours and with certainty. This beloved Son given to protect, to save, to redeem, to restore, and to enliven us. And that for certain, Peter exclaims. So certain are the words and the promises of Christ in the Holy Scriptures that our confidence can even, just as we sang, defy enemies, survive all kinds of grief and pain, and keep us as His own for life. You do well to pay attention to these Holy Scriptures. That is how you listen to Jesus, God's own Son, in whom your faith is well and surely founded. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for David and Barbara Bush, who serve the Lord in Hong Kong. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.